Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone.
About the greatest gift in this world given to us, to say a word, give a touch or a smile, to lend a hand for just a little while. We'll let somebody know how much you really care.
Now you can feel the
Amen, amen. You heard that, baby, at the end. She's talking about the power of love. Love, 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8, said, love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. How about that? Love does not delight in evil, but it rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres, because love never fails. Amen. You were just listening to the power of love, and that was the new single release by the Singletons. And I tell you, we're just so excited today to have this young gospel singing group with the, I can't say quartet because they're not a quartet, but I tell you, we're just so excited to have them with us today, live on A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. It is such a pleasure. My heart is just bubbling over. You know how you, it's just like a proud parent, you know, when they see their children marching across that stage with their degree in their hand. You know, you have so much pride. You have, you're very proud of them, and you're excited. You say, Lord, I've gotten them to that stage. Amen. So that's how good the Lord feels about each and every one of his children. When we're in his will, when we're walking in the authority that he has given us, when we are possessing the land, not just talking about it, but he said, go out and possess the land. It's already ours. But we have to know, we have to have the confidence and know that we're well able to achieve it. So I tell you, it's such a great honor and such a pleasure to have one or two of them with us today. The whole group isn't here because they're very popular now, so they're traveling to Nashville tomorrow to be with Dr. Bobby Jones and some other things they're pursuing. So I'll let them give us a little something in a few minutes. But I'm going to ask right now, I'm going to ask Evangelist Joshua to just open up with a short word of prayer for us today, and we're going to get right on into our broadcast for today because we got a double whammy for you today. Amen. So, Evangelist Joshua, would you open with a word of prayer for us? Evangelist Joshua.
Amen. Father God in heaven, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you today, Lord, thanking you for another opportunity, thanking you for another day, thanking you for breath, hallelujah, movement of our body. Oh, God, we just thank you, hallelujah, for just being God, hallelujah, and your providence and your faithfulness unto us. Lord, we're asking that you look upon this radio station, look upon this broadcast, bless the evangelists, bless all that hear my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and bless this group. Hallelujah. Lord, continue to anoint and move in their behalf. Bring them prosperity, notoriety, Lord, but most of all, let them touch souls in the name of Jesus. Not only let them touch souls, Lord, but let their singing, hallelujah, minister, break down the walls of affliction, of let it bring healing, Lord. Let it break down the stony hearts, Lord, and the set minds, Lord. Turn the hearts toward you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let them be more than just a singing group, but let them be known as a group that sings and ministers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, and remember all those on the radio broadcast that might have different concerns and events going on in their lives right now, different adversities, Lord. We ask that you move on their behalf. Just bless this broadcast on today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. And we're going to get right on into it. I tell you, as I said earlier, we have a double whammy. We have Pastor Evangelist Jacqueline McLemore with us today, and I've been waiting 13 months to get Jackie on this line. So today is the day, amen. So I tell you, I just want to read a little something, and we're going to get right on in, and we're going to ask the singletons. We're going to ask them to tell us about themselves in their music ministry. Amen. So let me just read a little profile on this wonderful group. This is their mission statement right here. It says, it is our God-ordained mission to serve and meet the needs of God's people through the ministry of song, with a new enthusiasm, a new outpouring of faith, and new freshness of anointing. We hope to inspire people to live a life fully committed to Jesus Christ, understanding that our gifts are not for our own worldly gain. We are servants engaging in the labor of the Lord. We are purposed to shine God's light in a love-starved world, and will share this ministry not only in song, but more importantly, through deeds, whether it is a psalm of praise, word of encouragement, or act of kindness. The singletons will embody a spirit of service, compassion, and love. Now, that's a very in-depth mission statement, so you don't have to think about what they're doing. They have broadened that and have given you some understanding of what their ministry is. Now this is their profile. We are a family, a tight-knit, multi-generational ensemble of six, sharing a profoundly close connection that is centered around Christ, bounded by love, and impacted through music. Our passion for music was discovered around an old piano at Thanksgiving dinner, and molded through decades of singing in church choirs, praise teams, and evolving family groups. With roots in traditional gospel and praise and worship, we are a family who pray together, stay together, and most certainly sing together. We believe it's not just about music, but it's more about impacting lives. I like that. That's what this ministry is about, impacting lives, to encourage, to uplift, to show love, and offer hope. Our music, now I love this one. They say our music is our ministry. We are passionate about what we do, and driven to make a real difference in the world for the glory of Christ. We are the singletons. We view ourselves as one of the many vessels God is using to show the world the power of his love. As a strong family, we understand its role and purpose, and as a group, has a desire to share our perspective, triumphs, tragedies, and the hope of Christ's restoration of the family with the world. The singletons' ultimate goal is to establish a community family center that will offer counseling and seminars with a strong focus on mental illness, health issues, youth mentoring, and music education. We are a family showing the world that we are all a part of God's family. So I tell you, it's such a pleasure, and I don't know, I know Alfred Singleton III, which is the only young gentleman in the group. We had another young man with them, but He got married and doing some other things. So Alfred III is the only male in the group. And you all know, as the world know, who rules? The women rule. Amen. So I'm going to open up the lines right now, and I'd like for Alfred III to tell us a little bit about himself first, and also tell us about their ministry. Again, I don't know who all is on the line with him today, but he'll let us know that. Good afternoon, Alfred III, better known AKA as Nikki. Hallelujah.
Yeah, God bless you all again. How you doing? How you doing, Adrian?
Hello? Yeah, I got you now. Come on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir, loud and clear.
All right, great. Amen. It's a pleasure to be here, most definitely, with you. We love you. You talking about family. I don't know if your audience knows, but you're our family as well, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I didn't get into that yet, so yes, sir. Go right ahead.
So that's some favor right there, amen?
Amen.
I am Alfred P. Singleton III. Yeah, I'm the only male of the Singletons now in our transition of where God is really taking and blessing us. And I believe that God is doing some things for the Singletons this year as a whole. I'm actually the only one on this call at the moment. The only reason because we all wanted to do this most definitely for this radio broadcast, because it's so important. The girls, they were just running around because they're running around with chickens right now trying to get everything accomplished for the Stellar Wars that we will be leading to later on this evening. The Stellar Wars are in Nashville, Tennessee, and we'll go down there. We'll be down there all week performing and ministering there. This whole Stellar War weekend. So they're trying to get everything together. Some of them even had to work today, so it's making it even worse for them. So I came in. I'm making a stand for the group as a whole, and we really appreciate this invitation to even come on here and kind of talk about our ministry just a little bit for you. Basically, we've been doing this for about over 12 years now. The Singletons, we started off with Marvin Sapp years ago doing background. Marvin called Camilla about some things that he wanted to do with his background for his group, and he said he had a dream at the time. And so he called her, and we were all singing in different entities at the time, but then she ended up calling the eight that were in the group originally together to be together. And that's how we started. And then not too long after that, Fred saw us, which was a longtime friend of ours as well. And he was like, I'm starting a label, and I would love for you to be the only group on my label. So from that point on, God, it was just history. And I think what God does, he knows what he's doing, because what he did is he set up some things for us. And, at that time, we didn't know everything was kind of handed to us, but we learned some things in that process. That's why when she was reading the bio about us and what we've been through, and now it's basically like we were the children of Israel, and we were traveling around in the wilderness. We were doing different things, but God was in that same time. He was kind of molding and shaping us into where he wanted us to be, ministerial-wise, and really doing some things in our lives and placing some mandates on our lives and in our ministry to move forward and what to do, and not really worry about religion, but worry about him, because that's the most important thing. Nowadays, we get too caught up in religion, and we forget about what he first gave us, which was love. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he brought us back into that place, and really understanding that love is a simple thing. It's just a start sometimes, but it's the most powerful start that you can have to really being able to minister to someone's life. And that's where we're at now, And I think God I've been telling this everywhere I've walked and gone and to everyone that I've spoken to, that I'm expecting great things in 2013, and I believe that God is going to do something for the body of Christ as a whole, but most definitely I believe God is doing something for us as a singletons this year to really move forward in our ministry and really to do what he's called us to do. So I'm blessed.
Okay, thank you so much. I want to ask a few questions of you. Now, what is the compilation of sister and brother, or what is the relationship between you all? Can you let us know something about that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of complicated. No, it's really easy. My grandfather, Bishop Alfred Singleton, and my grandmother, Elizabeth Singleton, had 12 children. The three baby girls of the 12 children are in the group.
Oh, wonderful.
And those are my aunts, because my father, which was is their big brother, is my father. So that makes me, it's a conglomerate of aunts, nieces and nephews. So when my grandmother was having, when grandma was having babies, her daughters were and sons were having kids at the same time. So we're all in the same age range, and that's kind of how we are related to one another.
Okay.
So
now,
sisters, brothers.
Go ahead, sisters and brothers, children. Okay.
Sisters, brothers, and nieces and nephew.
Okay.
I mean, sisters. I'm sorry, sisters, niece, and nephew. I'm so sorry. I jacked that up.
Okay.
I'm so sorry.
So two of the young ladies are sisters. Am I correct?
Yep.
Three of your aunts, and two are your cousins.
Exactly.
Now give us
That's
your aunt's name.
You have Camilla, Andrea. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me do this. It's Camilla, a.k.a. Mookie.
Okay.
You have Andrea, a.k.a. Dee Dee, Catrice, a.k.a. Peaches. Those are the three aunts. And then you have Crystal, a.k.a. Pumpkin, Tia, no nickname, and then myself.
Okay, so Tia and Pumpkin are sisters.
Tia and Pumpkin are sisters, yes, exactly.
Okay, so you basically single by yourself, right? And that's why you single too.
Yeah. It's funny. Almost everybody, Tia and Pumpkin, Tia and Crystal, they have their fathers. Either their mother is a singleton, so they have their father's last name, so their last name is Robertson. And then all the aunts, Camilla, Dee Dee, and Catrice, they're all married, so they don't have they don't have Singleton as a last name. So I'm actually the only group member in the group with the last name Singleton.
Okay. Now tell me, out of all the other professions that you could have chose, what brought you into ministry?
God.
And then tell us about that single, the power of love, and the story behind that.
Amen. Well, the only reason why we are in this ministry is because God. God set it up. God put it forth. We didn't ask for any of this. It all literally was laid right before us. We didn't go out searching for none of this. You know what I mean? God had placed everybody in our lives to put us in this position. He orchestrated everything. So when it comes to, you know, not completing what God has asked of us, that's where it comes hard for any one of us, because we know what the mandate that he placed on our lives, and we know that God is still birthing some things in us. So that's the only reason why we've been doing this, because, you know, like you said, we could have been doing anything else. You know, when I graduated high school, I got a scholarship for chemical processing technology, but that wasn't where I was supposed to go, you know what I mean, at the time, you know. And God is still working some things. Crystal is a nurse. Camilla is a professional cosmetologist, you know, some different things. So we have different things and ways, other professional things or professions that we're doing. But when it comes to this ministry as a whole, God is the only one that had placed us in this ministry and orchestrated this whole thing. So like I was telling you earlier about the power of love and what we're doing, because the single is entitled The Power of Love. And when we were reading it, say it again.
When was that single released?
That single was released yesterday on January 15th, okay? On CD Baby, you could get the CD on CD Baby, the song on CD Baby, on iTunes, and hopefully any other media outlet. If not now, then before next week. And God has kind of has been blessing this whole process, even with that, because there's so much work involved with doing this on the business side of the thing to get everything accomplished. So that song is out now. So if you want to go purchase it, I guarantee you that it will bless your life. Amen. It's just a simple song that talks about the power of God's love is to give it away, because charity is the action of love. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And the song simply just talks about us. You heard it earlier at the beginning of the broadcast, to where, you know, it could be just a listening ear. It could just be helping someone up or out with a situation, you know, giving a hug to someone. And it doesn't have to be far away. It can be right there close to you. But if it is far away, you can help the homeless. You can, you know, wherever it is. You know, love is such a universal thing, and there's so much involved in the word love. That's why the power of love is so crucial for us, and we talk about how Christ died for each and every one of us out of love. You know, God sent Christ to die, gave Christ to die for us out of love. You know what I mean? And that's where this song stems out, because we've seen the condition of the world and everything that it's gone through, and how we're dealing with natural disasters going on. You're dealing with people, you know. Sad, you know, the thing where the young man went in and killed all the young kids last year. You're dealing with stuff like that. You're dealing with Trayvon Martin issues. You're dealing with so much. You're dealing with so much homelessness and debates about, you know, where money should go and where it shouldn't go. And we forget about the love sometimes. So this is where we're brought to, and this is what the song is talking about.
Okay, now is this are you all producing a full CD or just this title track right now?
Right, we're actually in the process of producing a full CD. We have about 8-9 songs near done, maybe 80% done for the album. So really, the album is on its way to being completed. This was just the title cut that we wanted to go with, that God had placed for us to go with. But we're still working hard on this album to try and get it out so we can have it to the public as soon as possible. Amen.
Amen. Now, Fred Hammond, now, Alfred, I know Fred Hammond produced your previous album. Was that true of this album as well?
No. Fred, you know, that's our family as well. We call him our family. I call him Uncle. But he hasn't produced this album. This album is the Singletons, and it means a lot to us, just because not to say that we didn't learn a lot from being with Fred, because we did, you know. And God, it was a time we were with him, and now we're just really showing the world who the Singletons are, and even more as we progress to put out anything else, that the world kind of sees who the Singletons are in our ministry and what we have forth and our style of song and how we like to do things. You know what I mean? And so it's really been a great fun experience, as well as challenging this at different instances. But it's been a great experience for us to kind of produce this whole album ourselves and oversee the whole thing.
Wow, that is quite an accomplishment, and I didn't know, and I did see it when you sent me the email that the Singletons Productions, you all produce,
yes.
You all have a whole production company now.
Yes,
so
we are trying
to be self-owners.
Amen, that's exactly what it is. I mean, we're trying to keep it, we're just trying to let us be shown visual, you know, as much as possible when it comes to our style, but God be shown in our ministry. Amen. So that's kind of where we're at now. And like I said, we just thank God because he's shown us so much and we've learned so much in the process of this 12 years or more of being in this ministry. You know, in 2009, the winter of 2009, we got blessed to be able to go overseas and do a tour in Europe for about five and a half weeks.
Right.
That was amazing. Yeah, and so that was amazing.
That is so beautiful, and we are just so proud of you. And I want our listeners and our audience to know that Alfred Singleton III will give you some information how to go out and purchase that new single. And I tell you, you will be blessed. They're on Facebook, they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram, and he's going to give you that information. But I also want to let him know today that we also have a cousin of ours. Like I said, I've been waiting for 13 months for her to come and grace this broadcast, and she's another powerful anointed. I said, it's a family affair today. She's a powerful anointed pastor and evangelist, and she's been pastoring over 10 years in Montgomery, Alabama. She is the youngest sibling of 14 children. And I tell you, you know, sometimes kind of people think you're just talking. You try to not push yourself, you know, and not promote yourself. Jesus didn't promote himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He let the word speak for him. So I sometimes just don't try to tell people who I am, but it's in our DNA. You know,
Amen.
My great-great-grandfather was a presiding elder in a Methodist church. So it's in our DNA, and everybody should promote their own. Everybody is proud of their children. Everybody is proud of their family when they have accomplished something. So I tell you, this woman, I knew that they were on tour, and you all have some other engagements getting ready for the Stellar Awards and all of that, and I knew all of them wouldn't be on the line with us. But we just want to tell Alfred thank you for coming on and sharing with our audience, sharing with our listeners. And I want you to know that Blog Talk Radio, we're just not reaching one or two. We're reaching the masses. Amen. And we're on this broadcast every day preaching and teaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
So I'm just so proud when God can use young people to spread this message through song. And they're not out there pushing any dope. They're not prostituting this gospel. They are preaching the unadulterated word of God. So, Alfred, thank you. I want Jackie to come on right now. And I tell you, I'm going to give you all a little bit more that we've been talking about. The benefits of fasting and prayer. And we're on a 21-day fast, Nookie. And I tell you, we have seen God do some amazing things even today as we're on our 10th day today. God is moving. So we just thank you for tuning in. If you have a few more minutes, I'm going to let Jackie come on and say a word to you. And then we're going to bring our speaker on. And I tell you, if those of you that's out in radio land, if you haven't heard this woman of God, you're going to hear her today. And she may not do you much justice today. But I tell you, if you ever want a woman with some power, a woman that specializes, God has given her a ministry of deliverance. And I'm not just saying it because she's my cousin. I'm telling you, before I even knew she was a cousin of mine, I heard this woman of God. And I tell you, she's not afraid of the devil. She's not afraid to preach the word of God without any compromising. She is a woman that loves God's people. She's a woman that loves ministry. And I tell you, it's a great honor and a great pleasure to have the both of you all on here today. I'll tell you, it's a family affair today. So with no further ado, I'm going to bring Jackie on right now, Nookie, and let her go forward. Amen. But God bless you all. I know y'all at the Stellar Awards. I haven't been favor to be in a stellar award, a ceremony. For one day, maybe you all will invite your cousin to come along with you. God bless you. So, Jackie, this is Pastor Jackie McLemore of Kingdom Enforcers Center Worship Center in Montgomery, Alabama. This woman has been pastoring and shepherding God's sheep for over 10 years, and she's been in the ministry for almost 40 years, so she's doing a work for the Lord. So it gives me great pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Pastor Evangelist Jacqueline McLemore. Amen. God bless you, Jackie.
Thank you so much, Evangelist Adrian. I truly deem it an honor to be here and so happy what God is doing, amen, for our family. I am very happy because of the fact God is moving by his power now, not tomorrow, now, and I thank God for it. I want to bless the Lord today because we're talking about something that's very dear to me, and that is the subject of fasting and praying. This has been one topic, amen, that the body of Christ, I'm finding that most of the churches today have moved from real fasting and real prayer. Mm-hmm. And it's really a shame, but it's one of the greatest weapons that the body of Christ has. I want you to understand that Jesus, in all of his greatness, he fasted and he prayed. And I don't think the Son of God would have wasted time doing anything that didn't have any value. Fasting and praying works. It has worked down through the years. If you go back and you check out many religions, Eastern culture religions, they fast. Whether they fast for the right reason or not, they still fast. And I want to say that in my experience in the almost 31 years of walking with the Lord, God, I want you to understand that you can pray without fasting, but you cannot fast without praying.
Glory to God.
And be effective spiritually in the kingdom of God. It's a problem when you begin to fast and you're not praying because you open yourself up to the spirit world. And when you open yourself up to the spirit world, then you're going to allow either God to move in there or demonic forces to move in. The Bible tells us that Jesus, when Jesus was baptized, and the Holy Spirit led Jesus. The scripture says he led Jesus into the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights. And he fasted. And you have to understand, he just didn't just fast for naught. The Bible let us know that he received power. God gave Jesus victory over Satan. And he tried to tempt the Lord Jesus. Satan tried to tempt him with everything that he had in him. But if you go on and you read, it allows us to know that after Jesus fasted, he returned with power. With power to Galilee. And listen what the scripture said, because I heard Sister Adrian say something a minute ago that we don't have to make any reputation for ourselves. Listen, when Jesus fasted and the power that was upon him, amen, the Bible says the news of him, it went out through all of the surrounding areas. I want to say to you, if you began to fast and you began to pray, you're going to have to understand if the news went out about Jesus, sure news is going to go out about you. Why? Because there's a power. There's a power that comes upon you, an anointing that comes upon you after fasting and praying and praying before God. So there are some benefits of fasting. If you go with me, and you take a look in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 58, and I'm trying to rush through here, but if you look at Isaiah 58, the Bible tells us of a few rewards. It says they shall, it says when if you have health problems, the scripture says what's going to happen, that the light breaks forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth. It didn't say it was going to spring forth slowly. The Bible says it springs forth speedily, and the righteous shall go before thee. So fasting has great reward when we need what? Health. Our health, if you are sick in your body, all you need to do is fast. I've seen God. I can remember in one of our services, there was a young woman who was to have a surgery the next day. It was on a Sunday evening. We were about to turn out our service, and the Spirit of God came upon us to speak to this young woman and to pray for her while we were fasting. And we followed the Spirit of God. Upon following the Spirit of God, she went in for surgery that Monday morning. And the doctor came after she had dressed and got on the table. The doctor came back in the room and told her, said, put your clothes back on. And she was standing, sitting there in amazement, of course. And he looked at her husband and looked at her and said, we have viewed the x-ray again, and there is no cancer. So tell me that fasting and praying, it has a great reward. You got to understand that God is calling in this time for men, women, boys, and girls to turn back to Him with fasting and praying. We must understand that there were in the old, in the Bible, when Esther was a praying woman. She didn't just do it herself, but she had all of those that were around, because the Jews were about to be now annihilated. And she called a fast. And if I'm doing this, God began to move. Our nation is in trouble. And what we need to do is we need the body of Christ, the churches need to get together. And they need to call a fast. And I'm talking about a fast where everybody fasts. Not just some. Everybody needs to fast. Not only is Esther an example, but Jehoshaphat. When Jehoshaphat's enemies came against him, the Bible says that he proclaimed a fast. Our nation needs help.
Yes.
The priests need to get together. I'm talking about the preachers. They need to fast. It's a shame many of the pastors will call fast, but they won't fast.
Come on, Jackie.
That's not of God. If we're calling for help from God, everybody needs to fast.
Come on.
Judgment can be turned if we begin to fast. Mm. If you would look in the Bible, if you remember Jonah, when God told him to go and preach to Nineveh, because that was a wicked, wicked place. But God was so gracious. I'm talking about fasting. You got to understand, not only does the righteous need to fast, but people who are unrighteous can fast and pray and get the attention of God. So there are some benefits. There are some benefits of praying. There are some benefits of fasting. Fasting and praying brings us closer to God. It helps us to have a greater awareness of who our God is. Thank you, Lord. Not only does it give us an awareness of who God is, but it also gives us an awareness who we are, because fasting will cause you to be humble before God.
Wow.
And that's what we need. Connection and humbleness before an almighty God. So there are great benefits of fasting, great benefits of praying. The Bible allows us to know that when we fast, in the same book in Isaiah 58, when we fast, he said in his word, he said, after you fast, you shall call upon the Lord, and he shall answer. He said, we will cry, and he will say, here I am. So somebody needs to go and tell somebody else who's not fasting, there are some benefits. And we all need to do it. We all need to do it. We don't need to fake it out and act like we're fasting. You know how the church folk do. When we all supposed to be on a fast, amen, some of them are doing everything but fasting. But you're not doing anybody an injustice but yourself. If you're going to do it all the way. God is calling for us to fast because there are great benefits. I want to say one other thing. Fasting, you want to be wealthy? You don't have to take from anybody else. Fasting will bring your wealth back. You got to understand, yes, it will. Yes, it will. If you check the book of Ezra out, there was a vast hoard of wealth. Amen? And silver. And it was rescued by doing what? By fasting and praying. Ezra proclaimed the fast. He proclaimed a fast. And God did what he asked them to do. If we need protection, we need God to do something for us, he will do it. But you know, fasting and let me say a little something about prayer here. Prayer, along with fasting, it's like fire. You take a stick of dynamite and put it with a match. It'll blow some stuff away. So it's important that we pray. The Bible says this. He said, man should always pray. And Jesus said, some things won't even come out unless we fast and pray. No. You got some things that won't move? Go to a fast and start praying. You got some children that seem like they don't want to turn to God? Put a fast on them. I can give you one of my own, my own experiences. With a nephew of mine some years and years ago, young man, very brilliant young man, and he got hooked up on drugs, and there was an area that he used to like to hang out at, and you know, when you start fasting and praying, it gives you courage that people look at you and say, you crazy. No, it's not that you're crazy, you just have courage and you believe God. And we began to fast and we began to pray, and not knowing some of the things that I know about fasting and praying then, but I would go down in that area, which was sometimes I guess people call it red light district, area where people hung out that were on drugs and prostitution. And I would go down in that area, and when the people began to know that I was this young man's aunt, the word would go out, man, your auntie is on her way. And we saw God began to move in that area through fasting and praying. And I want to report to you today that he came out. He came out of that area, got his mind back because of fasting and praying. Mothers, don't give up. Don't let the enemy make you think that your fasting is in vain. Don't let the enemy make you think your praying is in vain. Because God is listening to every cry that you make, every sacrifice that you make before him, he has it on record. He has it on record. There are some benefits to fasting and praying. Fasting removes toxins from your body, and it also removes toxin people from your past. Fast. That's a good thing. Pray. No better thing that you can do as a person of God. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Woo! Y'all heard it. Y'all got a double whammy today. Double whammy. Fasting and prayer. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Jackie. We thank you for that word on today. And I tell you, glory to God. I say this all the time on the line, Jackie. I say, God's record. And she just told you, God have a record. He know when you're faking. He know when you're perpetrating. He know when you ain't real. He know when you're phony. God knows it all. So you know there's nothing hidden from God. She just said, when you fast, God will show you you. You're not fasting for somebody else. Lord, I'm fasting for you to help me. I had a situation, a situation this week, Jackie, and I acted a little harshly. I thought I acted a little harshly, but again, you know, this flesh want to justify itself. And I had to go and get Nemo, and I told him to be at his friend's house, and he wasn't there. And I left him. I wanted to teach him a lesson, but in the midst of me wanting to teach him a lesson, I'm fasting. And so the Lord spoke to me and said, now, you don't have no patience. I said, well, Lord, I gave him 30 minutes to get there, and he wasn't there. But the Lord dealt with me, and I pulled on off. And the Lord said, you could have waited a few more minutes, but I didn't, because this flesh took over. Even in this 21-day fast, if you don't crucify, it'll take over. So the Lord had to deal with me. And I began to pray, and I said, one morning I prayed, and I said, Lord, it's not my brother, it's not my sister, but it's me this morning. I need you to touch me. And that's when the Lord began to tell me, he said, now you acted too harshly. Ah, that's your grandchildren. You wouldn't have ministered, and you wouldn't have left Evangelist Drusilla stranded. You wouldn't have pulled off and left her. So why did you pull off and leave Nino? And I was, you know, that I felt so bad. I didn't want to hear that, but it was the truth. It was the truth. So last night, I tell you, fasting and prayer, dude. Last night he came in the room, and he said, Granny, you got to get up. I need to talk to you. And I was like, you know, I was still kind of upset, but I had to come on now. And that's what love will do. Love will tear you down. Fasting will humble you. It'll make you humble. Hallelujah. Because after you done denied this flesh of all the stuff you used to put in it every day, I ain't eating no bacon. I ain't eating no eggs and grits today. Hey, glory to God. So Nino came in the room, Jackie.
Yes.
And he said, Granny, you got to get up. I wasn't asleep, but I really didn't want to be bothered. But he said, you got to get up. I need to talk to you. And he came, and he took my hands. And he said, I don't want to cry, Granny. He said, but you don't understand. He said, I'm going through some things. And he said, you know, and I'm not trying to excuse what happened. He said, I'm not trying to do that. He said, but I love you. And he broke me on down, Jackie. Broke me on down. So he apologized. But you know what? I should have, I didn't really apologize. But I told him, you know, one action caused another reaction. So sometimes, you know, we have to see ourselves. And that's why we're fasting. We're not fasting to go out and get no brand new house and no brand new cars and brand new clothes. Now, God already promised us those things. Those things, David said, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. So all of that stuff is already attached to us. But God wants us to do some things this year. He wants us to make some sacrifices. I don't mean no sacrifice of not showing up today. I mean some true sacrifices. And how do you make that true sacrifice? By giving God what he's asking for. Crucifying this flesh. Mortifying these members. Because I don't care what kind of title you hold, baby. We're living in a world that is corrupt. We're living in an infested environment. And I don't care how holy you are. I don't care if you prophet, apostle, bishop, I don't care who you are, this flesh is flesh. It's all the same. The Bible says all flesh is the same. Your flesh ain't no different than the bishop's flesh. Hallelujah. If you yield, the Bible says whom you yield your members to, that's whom you're going to serve. That's whom you're going to worship. That's who you're going to honor. So God is telling us, this 21-day fast is making me. I'm going to go longer than that because I have some ugly ways. I have some ugly things. I have some spirits that's in me that's not pleasing to God. And not only me, every one of you on this line, I am the most, none of us have made it yet. God has a record. He knows when we will. He knows when we are acting out. He knows when we got the mask on. Take it off today. And during this 21-day fast, as Jackie said, fast for your children. Fast for your church members. Fast for your leaders. Fast for your community. Let's come together and call a corporate fast. Let some of these people that's calling on Jesus every day, let's see how much they're going to call on them when we tell. Jackie said you got pastors that's telling the people to fast and they won't fast. We're telling you to deny your flesh and we go into what that place is, Texas Roadhouse, or some of these places that they're going, you know, those that are very prosperous in this thing. Hallelujah. So I bless the Lord today for Pastor Jackie. She held back today. I'm telling y'all, she held back today, but that's all right. She gave you some nuggets. And if you want to have this woman of God, she's an excellent teacher and she's an anointed preacher. And I'm telling you, if you'd like to have her, you can. You can call. I'm going to give you our contact information, and I'm going back to Lifty where he can give you their contact information. I want you all do it as a favor for New Destiny Ministry. We on this line 5-7 days a week ministering to the world. So do it as a favor unto me. Go out and purchase that single, The Power of Love. Amen. And you can contact Pastor Jackie at Dr. Garcia Long is her executive assistant. And so if you'd like to book her for any women conference or anything you do, she deals with the young people too. She has a young daughter, and she got a young granddaughter, 3 years old. So she know about the young folks too. She's not nobody that she can't approach. She's not a pastor or an evangelist that you can't talk to. Amen. So contact Dr. Garcia Long at area code 334-324-4436. Again, that phone number is 334 area code 324-4436. And also, you can fellowship and worship with her at Kingdom and Forces Worship Center. And her address is 4530 Virginia Loop Road. That's 4530 Virginia Loop Road, and that is in Montgomery, Alabama. And the zip code is 36616. And if you didn't get this information, you can always go back on our archives, and you can listen to this broadcast in its entirety, 24/7. So we thank God. She also has another ministry called God's Girl Plus Glory Ministry. So we thank God for her and the work that she's doing there in Montgomery, Alabama, and all over the world as she travels. Amen. We're, again, so thankful for the Singletons being with us, the representative, Alfred III, known as a.k.a. Lucky. We're so glad that he was here with us today, and we want him to give you their information. If you need to book them, there's six of them, and guess what? They're welcome engagements. They're just not caught up into, you know, BDC and Bobby Jones. They'll come to your church, and they will minister in song for you. So we'll give you that to give you his information.
Amen. Well,
If you would like, you can go to thesingletonsfamily.com, or you can follow us on Twitter, any social media site, with like Twitter slash Singleton Fam, Facebook/Singletons Fam, Instagram/Singletons Fam, and I guarantee you will be blessed with the purchase. You can go on iTunes, CDBaby.com, eventually Amazon.com, and any other place you can go to purchase the CD as well.
Okay. Now, how much are the CDs ranging? What's the range? I know it ain't but a couple of dollars. What's the range price if you purchase it online or you go into one of the music stores?
Well, at the moment, the single is only on online. We don't have the single.
Okay.
This is only the one song until the album drops. But it's only 99 cents. That's it. So
Wow. You
pay 99 cents and you got your song. Amen.
So they can only purchase it right now online.
Yeah, on pretty much any media outlet. At the most right now, CD Baby and iTunes has it directly. But eventually, I think by next week sometime, it will be every other media outlet out there.
Okay, well, God bless you, Alfred. And I know you got a pack and get on to those stellar ones. But you know what? Holla at a girl.
It's funny, I'm not even in town right now. I'm on my way back home from out of town. So I'm sitting here with, I'm getting ready to go back down there to take to go ahead and pack and get ready to maybe take a nap before we drive off.
Okay. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking out your busy schedule, and I know when you're getting ready for a big event like that, you know the men don't have the situations that women have. You know what I mean? All y'all got to do, go to the barber, 15 minutes, y'all done. But some of us girls, you know, we have to sit in that barber shop, in that beauty shop 2 or 3 hours. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I understand you are the only man in that group. So all those girls, give them my love. Tell them don't get the big head, because guess what? Cuz, be right here, okay?
I sure will. They
Amen.
All said they love you.
So we thank God for having you with us on today. It's been a treat. We had about 16 callers on the line. Some of them dropped off, and that's good because I'm going to open the line and have comments from our listeners on today. And the first one I'm going to go to is First Lady Adams. God bless you, First Lady.
God bless you. I was just listening in. I enjoyed the program. And for such a talented family, it's my family. And your niece sounds so much like you. Your cousin, everything was speaking. Yeah, I tell you, the anointing is in the voices. And God bless you, young man, for the ministry and music. I tell you, I just thank God for it, because music is special. It's a ministry within itself. And I just thank God for how God is blessing you. Amen. Thank you, my dear sister.
Amen. And she's a psalmist herself, Nookie, so you're going to have to meet First Lady Carol
Amen.
Adams. You know, she writes music and she sings. And this girl, I tell you, she is anointed, and I tell
Amen.
You,
Amen.
You haven't heard nobody until she plays and she sings, and she has written some songs. Honey, I'm waiting on her CD to break, because when God gives it to you, can't nobody say anything. When God gives it to you, can't nobody say anything. So let me bring
Amen.
Evangelist Cummins, and then to Evangelist Joshua, and Evangelist Kinnaman. And then we're going to be done. We're doing good today. God bless
Amen.
You, Angela. Come in.
Praise the Lord. I enjoyed Pastor Jackie today. I hope she remembered me when she was down in Los Angeles with her uncle and cousin, Bishop, her brother and cousin, Bishop Singleton. And I remember her back then. She was a fireball, and she's on top now. Thank you, Jesus. I enjoyed that family today. Oh, my Lord. And I'm so glad that I am a part of it. Because I called Bishop Alfred Singleton my grandfather in the Lord. The Bishop Winston Singleton is my father in the Lord. So I bless the Lord for the Singleton family coming down,
amen,
starting the ministry. Hiya. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just blessed. And God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. You're doing a great work for the Lord. And God just bless everyone that was able to hear today and see what God is doing, this great ministry, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Evangelist Cummins. I don't, Jackie's still on the line. So
yes, I am.
She's been with Winston a long time, Jackie. You'll remember if you see her face, Evangelist Cummins.
Okay.
Amen. So we're going to Evangelist Kinnaman. God bless you, Evangelist Kinnaman.
Praise God. Yes, I really enjoyed the word of God, because truly this fasting plan, this is a spiritual weapon against anything that come against us. And if we not in the will of God and doing what he tells us to do, you know, we cannot win without doing what the word say do. And I know I'm a living witness. I know what prayer can do. I know what fasting can do. And I praise God. I haven't stopped fasting. I haven't stopped praying. And I just thank God for the word that went forth. And truly, you know, we are living in the last days. You may not seem like it is, but I know God is getting closer and closer to the time when he come back. And we all want to be ready when he splits the sky. Hallelujah. And let's continue to pray for one another in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you all tuning in today. I tell you, God is doing some great things in our lives. I want you all to hang with us and continue to be on for the rest of the week. We have Dr. Kenneth Burford will be ministering on tomorrow, another powerful man of God from Christ Redeeming Center here in Stockton. And we have a young man, Apostle Jamel Tramell, I've never met. And I'm telling you, when God does things, God will give you some divine connections, Jackie. And this young man had his, he's pastoring two churches, and they're all under one ministry, and they're different locations. And he had his executive assistant to contact me, and I'm like, who is this man? And so they gave me some information, and I interviewed him. And beautiful young man, 42 years old, in Alabama, doing a work. So this is the time for God's people to come together. Ain't no time for no jealousy. Ain't no time for envy. We read to you 1 Corinthians 13:4-8. Love is not envious. Okay? So it's time for us to come together. Let's not just be fasting for naught. Let's not just be praying for naught. Let's look to connect with those that love the Lord, and even those that don't love the Lord, those that don't know him. Jackie already, Pastor Jackie just told you, fasting, even if you're not saved, if you begin to fast and cry out to the Lord hears you, and he's going to bless you, because he said, I rain on the just as well as the unjust. God is a righteous judge, and the righteous judge will always do what is righteous. Amen. So we thank God for Pastor Jackie today and Alfred being with us on today. And I tell you, we cut the time. We usually go to the very end. But they have done wonderful today. And I certainly was excited about this new single, The Power of Love. See, folks tell you they love you. Glory. They tell you I'm going to be with you. But as soon as you get a BMW and they're still riding in the Cutlass Supreme, they get jealous. They get angry. They get mad. Now, if you're with me, guess what? You're going to be with me in the good times, and you're going to be with me in the bad times, and you're going to even be with me when God begins to elevate me. You're going to be there with me. So, you know, hey, don't go. Love is an action word. It's a verb. And you can't love and never act. The Bible says, my brethren, don't love just with a word, but love with some deeds. Don't tell me you love me, and then when I come to you and I need a full tank of gas and I know you can help me, you deny me of it. Come on now, is that love? No, love is an action word. And when we say we love, we have to love like the Bible says, not like our flesh says, because our flesh says many things that the Bible does not say. Hey, hallelujah. God bless you all on today, and thank you all for tuning in on today. I'm going back to Pastor Jackie, and I love this woman. I tell you, I respect and I honor her. She is a relative, but I have high regard for Jackie because I've watched her life, and I know she lives when she preaches. Some folks preach it, and they ain't living nothing. But I know this woman of God. She's living all she know how to please God. She's living all she know how to shepherd God's people and not hurt them, not misuse them. She's not prostituting the saints of God. So I thank God for her being with us on today. And I'm going back to her, and I'm going to ask her to have the final remark and to close us out with a word of prayer. And Jackie, let me say this to you all, Missy, too. Jackie was singing before she started preaching. So she can sing too, baby. She won't do it too much, but she's a singer also. God bless you, Pastor Jackie.
Bless you, Evangelist Adrian, and the audience. We thank God for you. Again, just remember that God moves when we pray. I believe it was John Wesley who said, there are some things just will not get done unless we pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today for this hour, this time that we've been with your people. I ask now, God, that you will bless the audience, bless them abundantly, that we will walk and we will call ourselves be blessed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Again, let me go. I got right quick. I see Evangelist Joshua, and she's one of my co-hosts, and I just want to give her an opportunity to say something. God bless you, Evangelist.
Yes, just praise the Lord to everybody. I've got some children here, so God bless you all. Love you.
Amen, amen. I thank God for you all. We'll see you on the air tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m., and on Friday. You don't want to miss this young man. I've never heard him, but I saw his website, and you can go to his website. It's Open Heaven Outreach International Ministry, and that's none other than Apostle Jamel Tremell, and also Dr. Kenneth Burford will be with us on tomorrow. So God bless you. We love you with the love of Christ, and we're going to close out with this new single by the Singletons. And again, we thank God for the Alfred Singleton III being with us on this afternoon. God bless you. We love you with the love of God. This is their new single, The Power of
about the greatest gift in this world given to us. To say a word, a touch, or a smile, to lend a ear for just a little while. We'll let somebody know how much you really care. Now you can feel the power of love when you give. There's a whole lot of people in the world that need your help.
Yeah.
Now there's no feet, no shoes on the feet,
oh, wow,
no
like
place
that.
To call a home. She's feeling all alone. So I give her my hand, cause
nice.
I understand that that could have been me. Yeah.
Be love.
Oh, love.
Got praise that we all have you before. It's not just what you say, but it's what you do that speaks so much more. Spend time with someone close, or just to give a hug when it means the most. We'll let someone know what love.
Love you with the love of Christ. Bye-bye.